Madam President and members of the Senate, Madam Speaker and members of the House of Assembly, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, the expression that the business of government is the business of the people is much more than a mere saying. In a democracy, it is indeed an expression of fact. Therefore, on behalf of my government, I welcome the opportunity of this, the opening of the third session of the 9th Parliament of St. Lucia, to give true meaning to this expression through the provision of an outline of my government's intended program of work during the course of this session of Parliament. Notwithstanding the threat of global recession and the compounding elements of ever-increasing oil prices and the crisis in world financial markets, my government's strategy and program of action during this parliamentary session will address these challenges in a manner that allows our nation to take advantage of the many opportunities that are being created in the globalized world, not the least of which are the avenues for trade in services made available by the recently concluded Economic Partnership Agreement with the European Union. Since my last address, our country has gone through difficult times. We suffered with him through his illness, and we mourned as a nation the loss of our dearly beloved Prime Minister, Sir John George Melvin Compton. By the grace of the Almighty, we have overcome this trial with a renewed sense of national purpose and determination to pay tribute to the legacy of our departed leader by transforming the vision of development that was his life's work into a reality of economic prosperity, social equity, and justice for all. Madam President, Madam Speaker, before we can confront the challenges of our era, we must first define the goals that we wish to set for our nation and establish the approach and the policies through which we will realize these national objectives. On the eve of our 30th anniversary of independence, this is the perfect time to take stock. The strides that we have made over the years through the efforts of our leaders and citizens, and the goals we seek to achieve in the future, must be protected from the vanity of selfishness or base ambition. My government will therefore do all within its power to safeguard the mandate granted to it by the people, to ensure that the path of development that is pursued brings benefit to all of our people and does not serve the interests of only a few. When we boast of 2 Nobel laureates, we also pay tribute to our own capacity as a people to aspire to excellence. We acknowledge, too, our intellectual capability to confront every problem and surmount it through creative solutions. Indeed, the problems that face us are many and varied, and we will need every ounce of ingenuity to successfully come through this time of challenge. Notwithstanding these challenging international economic and financial circumstances, we are buoyed by the immense prospects for private sector-led investment, and so embrace a strategy that seeks to achieve high rates of economic growth. Madam President, Madam Speaker, We need to give hope to our youth. We need to provide jobs for the breadwinners of the household so that we can meet, so that they can meet their obligations to their families. We need to properly educate the population. We need to provide proper health care for our people, and we need always to remember the less fortunate among us, as well as the elderly who established the foundation for the better life that we enjoy today. We also need to properly manage the environment so that this fair Helen of the West that has been entrusted to our care remains fair, so that future generations may also enjoy its beauty. Indeed, we also cannot ignore the need to provide our citizens with a sense of security so that they can go on living their lives and giving their utmost without fear of assault or injury. In short, Madam President, Madam Speaker, we need to build a society in which all can participate and in which all can prosper. Madam President, Madam Speaker, où j'attendis souvent qui travaille gouvernement, c'est affaires Jean Pays. Ça, c'est pas pièce parole vague, pièce parole inutile. Ça, c'est pilotuya même. À ce qui nous bâtit le système démocratique là, nous emboissons. C'est pour raison ça là, gouvernement qui a venu ici, en caille constitue pays, tous les années, pour présenter by Jean Pays, programme travail là, il a proposé en temps durant l'année qui va venir. Depuis la dernière fois, moi j'ai adressé pays ici, à Kaye Consit Sala, nous passons un morceau de tristesse l'année passée qui secouait pays juste en chousli. Je parle de la mort du premier ministre pays, Sir John Compton. Mais, de fait, Sir John n'a pas quitté nous au flin. Il passait par nous, comme les héritiers, en vision pour Sainte-Lucie et pour les Saint-Luciens qui ont aidé nous à faire qualité, progrès, travail, web noir, mérité. Mais c'est nous qui n'y pour point vision ça là et puis fait travail ben nous. La veille 30e anniversaire indépendance pays, c'est meilleure l'occasion pour réfléchir à ce chemin nous a traversé, aussi bien à sous la route là qui devant nous. Tout ça qui a pris un coup au Liban la terre, et puis en pays à même, quand vous trouvez qui bagaille, pas qu'il facile. Mais la route, c'est cher. Seul ça nous assure, c'est que nous pas qu'il réussit si nous tous décidons d'agir comme bête à fait. Ça veut dire chaque monde clairé pour l'âme, chaque monde oué pour koyo. Bef douvan sa boit de l'eau net, mais c'est faut yo accepter ki yo ni en responsabilité pour pas salir de l'eau, pour c'est ça qui ka vini derrière. Gouvernement ka fait tout sa ite pour wè ki tout monde sa joui bénéfice progrès pays. Pas seulement en compagnie qui de là qui voulait agir pour des agro-groupes en face. Madame Présidente, Madame Speaker, Nous-mêmes mentionnons Lance Arthur Lewis et puis Honorable Derrick Walcott, qu'ont des grands grecs Saint-Luciens qui j'apportaient les plus grands l'honneur international qui n'y dans le pays noir. Mais ça, c'est l'honneur de la Kamoutoué. C'est que nous, Saint-Luciens, ni ça il faut pour vivre niveau ça là. Nous avons une qualité cervelle là qu'il faut pour trouver solution neuve pour ces problèmes là qui ont bloqué le progrès pays. Comme ça, nous mettons tête nous ensemble pour bailler jeunesse pays l'espoir. Pour mener travail en pays pour aider maman et puis papa pour tuer ça il faut by famille pour bien indiquer le pays. C'est pour nous faire manœuvre ensemble pour bien ménager santé Jean pays. Pour faire provision by ces monde là parmi nous qui passent à faire d'autres choses et puis qui passent à des coyaux pour ces grands monde là qui établit fondation qui fait que la vie plus aisée actuellement parce qu'elle en temps passé. Nous n'y pouvons faire manœuvre pour conserver et protéger l'environnement bel pays noir. Pour c'est ça qui a venu à point noir, jouit bel pays aussi. C'est pour nous faire assurer que Jean pays a ça aller venir faire sa affaire sans pérez, sans tracassement, sans moun en bouyo, et bien blessé, et bien tué, et bien violé, et bien cassé caillou. Enfin, Madame Présidente, Madame Speaker, nous n'y pouvons bâtir en société qui a aidé tout le monde à participer aux affaires pays et puis faire progrès en la vie personnelle. Madame Présidente, Madame Speaker, my government will place great emphasis on the education sector in this coming year and in the years that follow. Education is one avenue that offers a guarantee of upward mobility. However, the level of illiteracy in our population is still too high, and we must correct this imbalance. The technological age requires a literacy that goes beyond just mere reading and writing ability. And therefore, we need to prepare the young to be part of that new reality. Through education and training, we can certainly build a better society. In this regard, Madam President, Madam Speaker, my government will establish an education commission that will initiate a national dialogue on the way forward for education. The agenda of this commission will embrace all elements of the discourse on education and will focus on the need for our nation to establish a sustainable platform for human resource development that spans the gamut from early childhood education to adult literacy to lifelong learning, and to higher education. In this regard, the higher education sector has a significant contribution to make, since it is universally acknowledged that it is that sector that drives the economic, cultural, and social development of a nation. It is the sector that is seen as being intimately bound with issues of control and self-reliance, which help to shape ideas about indigenous development and a nation's orientation to the world. Hence, the initiative which is already in motion to transform the Sir Arthur Lewis Community College into a full-fledged university will be accelerated. The issue of food security will also be given high priority, and therefore our efforts in the agricultural sector will focus on increasing production of food in both primary and processed forms to ensure that we can meet our own domestic food requirements. Madam President, Madam Speaker, my government will take short-term measures to address the problem of increasing food prices that is now affecting our population, and indeed, the entire world. However, the solution to this problem requires systemic responses through coordinated approaches to planning, proper land and water use, forecasting, provision of incentives, standards, quality programs, research and development in food technology, and good marketing strategies. We also need to take steps to make agriculture and agribusiness more attractive to young people. Through agriculture, the rural areas in this country were transformed. By investing in new technologies in agriculture, thereby making it more attractive, we can continue this process of transformation and so encourage our young people to replace their parents in this noble endeavor. In this way, we can ensure the sustainable development of our rural communities. Madam President, Madam Speaker, we have found in the Republic of China on Taiwan a willing partner in the process of agricultural modernization. During this year, a number of new initiatives will be introduced with the assistance of experts and technology which they have made available to us. In recent times, much has been said about the challenges that face us in the health sector. The responsibility of my government is to provide an adequate health system for the population. We will not leave this responsibility to others to discharge. Having carefully explored all aspects of the issue, my government during this year will implement a strategy for comprehensive health care and for the construction of appropriate facilities so that the right to health care, just as the right to food and to education, will be guaranteed. Both the preventative and curative aspects of health care will be given the attention they deserve, and my government will spare no effort in achieving the goal of a healthy population. This, as well as access to adequate food and education, forms part of the Millennium Development Goals agenda agreed to at the United Nations and to which we have subscribed. Madam President, Madam Speaker, we must return to the formula that worked in decades past as we confront the crime situation in our beloved island. The solution is perhaps not to build bigger jails, but to address the root causes of bad behavior, misbehavior, and crime. We must return to the youth organizations, church organizations, and the social and sports clubs that help build character, tolerance, and camaraderie in our society. We need to put support systems in place to redirect the vital energies of our young people to gainful pursuits that give them a sense of worth and value. This is the objective of the youth and social program that will be pursued by my government during this year. To provide the economic underpinning for the social and development goals that will be pursued by my government, a range of policy instruments and programs for creating jobs, for encouraging entrepreneurial development, and private sector expansion has been formulated. In support of this strategy, my government will serve as a catalyst, mindful of the need to avoid placing a further financial burden on the population by assuming unnecessary additional debt. New financing mechanisms will be adopted. Our efforts in tourism will be sustained, and linkages between tourism and other sectors of the economy, including agriculture and small and medium-sized enterprises, will be promoted. The development plans that my government intends to pursue, Madam President, Madam Speaker, will be ventilated in public dialogue through a series of meetings to be held throughout the country during the coming months. Participation by the people is accorded high priority by my government, and much attention will be paid to engaging the population and seeking their views on the path and direction of national development. Consistent with this commitment to public dialogue, the work of the National Consultative Council will, during the coming months, give rise to recommendations with regard to the Labour Code, economic empowerment of citizens, a national minimum wage, and a national youth service, among other matters of high national priority. Madam President, Madam Speaker, while we are encouraged by the prospect for investment and economic growth, the effects of climate change may pose serious problems for our small landmass and population. While we have some idea of how it may impact on our shores and low-lying coastal areas, sufficient attention has not been paid to its impact on our water supply. As an important input into the food, health, tourism, and industrial sectors, every effort must be made to safeguard our water supply and to attract new investments into the sector. In this regard, the water utility company, Wasco, will be privatized during the year, with the majority of the equity interest remaining in national hands. In addition, direct measures will be adopted to protect and preserve our forests and watersheds. Energy is a similarly critical input, and given the recent spiraling increase in oil prices, my government will give priority to exploring and ultimately utilizing a range of renewable energy sources. Madam President, Madam Speaker, the conduct of our foreign policy is a means of advancing our national interests in a manner that defines for the world what we stand for as a nation. In this regard, some of the decisions that we may take will not be popular, but at all times, we must be seen to do everything possible to project ourselves as rational actors on the world stage, acting in defense of our national interests, the promotion of good governance, respect for human rights, and democratic principles. These principles are shields for a small country such as ours. And when we compromise these, we contribute to our own downfall. Our diplomats and representatives in our overseas missions must always remember this and represent us to the world as a peace-loving people who wish to live in harmony with our environment, our principles, and our God. We must not and will not sacrifice our principles at the altar of power, whether military or economic. Madam President, Madam Speaker, The legislative agenda that will be pursued during this session will underpin the development programs that will be instituted by my government. Rules relating to police practice will be introduced in Parliament, and will provide a core framework for police powers and safeguards regarding stop and search, arrest, detention, investigation, identification, interviewing detainees, and obtaining evidence. These rules are intended to strike a balance between police powers and the rights and privileges of the public. The Evidence Act, enacted in 2002, provides for regulations to be made for the procedure for taking DNA samples for evidence and for the admission of such evidence into the court. These regulations, however, have not been enforced to date, and my government proposes to address this in this parliamentary session, bearing in mind that our forensic laboratory will be ready to offer DNA processing services during this session of Parliament. In order to address the deteriorating crime situation in the Caribbean community, regional leaders have taken some key decisions to upgrade and expand the security arrangements that were put in place during Cricket World Cup 2007. To facilitate these crime and security arrangements, draft legislation being prepared at the CARICOM level will be introduced during this session of Parliament. It is proposed that a Law Reform and Revision Commission be established and legislation to that effect be introduced in this parliamentary session for the purpose of simplifying and modernizing our laws in order to improve access to justice, remove obsolete or unnecessary laws, and eliminate defects in the law. The Commission will provide new or more effective methods for administering the law, dispensing justice, and ensuring harmonization of laws with OECS and CARICOM member states wherever possible. Madam President, Madam Speaker, my government has an active legislative agenda relating to information and communications technology. The Electronic Crimes Bill, the Electronic Transactions Bill, the Data Protection and Privacy Bill, and the Freedom of Information Bill have been prepared and are currently going through the process of consultation with stakeholders prior to enactment and will be produced in Parliament this session. In order to alleviate the problems being encountered by the Registry of Civil Status as a result of the disparity between baptismal and birth records, and having regard to the influx of applications for birth certificates following the change in policy by the Immigration Department in relation to applications for the CARICOM passport, my government proposes to introduce legislation in this parliamentary session to institute unified records of birth, to provide for records of civil status, including records of birth, marriage, and death, to be kept both in electronic and paper form, and to provide for an adjudicator to rule on matters of dispute relating to rectifications of entries in the civil status register. Bills intended to give harmonized legislative effects to the Convention of the Rights of the Child, the Convention on the Discrimination on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women, and other conventions that were prepared by the OECS Family Law and Domestic Project, in particular, the Child Care and Adoption Bill and the Juvenile Justice Bill, are of high priority for my government. The bills are in their consultation stages, and it is intended that they will be enacted in this session of Parliament. Substantive legislation relating to intellectual property has been enacted to comply with the World Trade Organization Trade-Related Intellectual Property Rights Agreement. However, in the case of the legislation relating to patents, which now provides for registration in countries other than the United Kingdom, the necessary regulations still require enactment and are being reviewed by the Registry of Companies as a matter of urgency. This is necessary to encourage local industrial designers to register their designs on the international level, thereby promoting industrial development at the national level. The Monetary Council, which is the highest decision-making body of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, took a decision in 2005 that financial legislation in the Eastern Caribbean Economic Union should be harmonized. To this end, several pieces of legislation have been prepared for the ECCU and are being reviewed for enactment early in this parliamentary session. These include the Money Services Bill, which seeks to regulate services such as check cashing and currency exchange. The Payment Systems Bill, which regulates and codifies procedures relating to a network of competing and complementary services that facilitate transactions involving the exchange of payment in return for goods, services, and real and financial assets. And the Commercial Code Bills of Exchange Bill, which provides for checks to be presented for payment by notification of their essential features by electronic means or otherwise. A number of other bills are being prepared for enactment in 2008, some of which are part of the CARICOM Harmonization Initiative in light of the Caribbean Single Market and Economy. These include the Competition Bill, the Consumer Protection Bill, the Food Safety Bill, and the Prevention of Corruption Bill. Bills will also be introduced in this session in the area of environmental management and protection. Madam President, Madam Speaker, Tout Oliwan La Terre, Moun Kahe Le Amwe, A Fos Pui Manje Ha Hose. Ici, en Sainte-Lucie, gouvernement j'a commencé pour yon de démarche pour soulager situation. Mais ça c'est pas un problème, nous kaye sa vini à bout vitement. Pour commencer, nous kaye pour encourager jeunesse pays pour développer l'agriculture et puis l'industrie agriculture. Pour ça fait, nous kaye pour introduire technologie neuf, genre neuf. Nous gagnons pour identifier l'autre la place neuf. Mais surtout, nous gagnons pour manger, ça nous a produit. Heureusement, nous avons commencé à progresser en direction de ça. Nous t'avons parlé aussi, pas tellement longtemps, Madame Présidente, Madame Speaker, à ce plan qui a trouvé proposé pour traitement différentes maladies en pays. Le gouvernement voulait assurer le pays qui c'est lui et pas personne d'autre qui n'y responsabilité pour manager le traitement santé en pays. Et il a fait tout ce qui est possible pour poursuivre la qualité de service la pays en besoin. Soit pour empêcher maladie, et bien pour chercher guérison par ça qui malheureusement peut tomber malade. gouvernement qui continue à travailler à sa manière pour abattre un pays. Nous, l'idée qui, si nous vivons faire, ça nous tient ni l'habitude de faire en temps passé. Nous, quand il s'agit d'anglais, situation, peut-être, petit à petit. Si nous ressusciter ces associations, nous tenions avant ça. Association jeunesse, association sport, organisation religieuse, ça peut peut-être aider la situation. Et puis couper à ce niveau qu'un pays. Nous avons passé loi net qui a fait plus facile pour identifier, arrêter et puis mener l'audience, monde qui a cassé loi pays. Nous voulons faire plus aisé pour tant de questions et puis pour condamner ça, la loi trouvée coupable. Et Madame Présidente, Madame Speaker, programme gouvernement pour session sala, trop chargé pour nous détailler toute bagaille en présentation sala aujourd'hui. Mais en ces mois qui va venir, hein? Gouvernement qui est venu au petit Jean Pays, de temps en temps, pour consulter et puis pour éviter discussion à tous ces différents projets qui sont en mer. Nous allons compter à la coopération et puis à la NGP. Madame Présidente, Madame Speaker, I have outlined some of the issues which my government will accord priority over the next year. These are not by any means all the areas identified for intervention, as my government continues to promote the modernization of our country. Inevitably, factors that are beyond our control impact heavily on our ability to achieve our goals. These factors, which include terrorism, financial crises, and natural disasters, can all affect our progress and our prospects for development. Madam President, Madam Speaker, to a large extent, our own efforts and behaviors in our homes, our schools, our churches, and our communities will go a long way in determining our destiny. The respect that we show each other on the playing field, at the workplace, at the supermarket, and on the minibuses will go a long way in building the bridges of brotherhood and unity so necessary to our success as a nation. As a responsible nation, we must build a culture of saving and prudent spending so that we can provide the engine of growth for our development and avoid over-dependence on external benefactors or investment. We must support our financial institutions, especially our credit unions that have graduated from being susus to becoming strong financial intermediaries in our communities so that in time of need, they can assist us. We must encourage our young people to start saving at an early age so that they will grow up with the right attitude to money management. During this year, Madam President, Madam Speaker, my government will make good on its promise to re-establish a development bank that will cater, in particular, to the needs of our farmers, fishers, students, and small and medium-sized entrepreneurs. My government is committed to the principles of good governance and at all times seeks to embrace transparency and accountability, and especially financial accountability in government. Notwithstanding the rhetoric of the election campaign, my government, upon assumption of office, did not rush to judgment with regard to alleged occurrences of financial impropriety. However, information coming to light has made it impossible for my government to ignore the need for certain matters that suggest the possibility of financial maladministration to be ventilated in a forum that allows for full public scrutiny and transparency. Accordingly, Madam President, Madam Speaker, it is the intention of my government in the coming years to establish a commission of inquiry to subject these various matters to a full review. Madam President, Madam Speaker, manière nous comporter con nous en caille nous, en l'école nous, en l'église nous, et puis en commune nous, qui décider qui direction pays à quel point. Si nous mutuons l'un à l'autre respect, côté nous qu'à travailler, côté nous qu'à fréquenter pour faire business, et bien pour amuser con nous. Eh bien, en dans ces machines-là, nous avons voyagé, nous avons descendu. Nous avons bâti la qualité sociétaire, nous brisons pour réussir pour une nation responsable. Dieu promet qu'il a aidé tout ça qui crie à soi pour confort et bien protection. Souvent, durant l'année qui passait, nous te crié à souy, croyant peuple, pour mettre la main, pour bailler prochain nous Jérusalem, pour ban nous la paix, la force, et croyer contre mauvais temps, contre persécution. Il partait désappointé nous. En nous continuer, mettre la foi nous en lui, pour ban nous la paix, la joie et puis l'amour pour l'un à l'autre. Pour remercier pour toute bénédiction, à nous essayer de travailler bien, à nous rester honnêtes, à nous pardonner l'un à l'autre, à nous aider l'un à l'autre, à nous garder pour l'un à l'autre, à nous mettre toute force nous pour travailler, pour la justice, pour l'égalité, et puis surtout pour bon comprendre parmi nous. Madam President, Madam Speaker, our God has promised to assist all those who call upon His name. And if we submit ourselves in prayer before Him as we did last year, I have no doubt that He will continue to be our bulwark and our comfort. May our belief, trust, and faith in God provide us with that shield that will protect us from the calamities that visit nations and peoples who live a life bereft of brotherly love and characterized by selfishness. Let us strive to excel, to be honest, truthful, loving, kind, merciful, and forgiving, and, of course, hardworking. Let us be our brother's keepers and truly seek to build a new and prosperous society in this millennium, a society that is founded on the abiding principles of justice, tolerance, and equity which underpin our Constitution. Therefore, Madam President, Madam Speaker, the opportunity and pleasure is now mine to formally declare open the third session of the 9th Parliament of St. Lucia. I thank you.